Here we go. Good morning. I'm David, and this is David Talks. We got Rain, we got Gary. You know what we're about to do.
Hey, the blues is now kicking, and dinner is three Michelin. I don't eat red meat, but still got beef sizzling. Know that I need discipline. I keep singing for all these, they keep listening. Blood abroad with the boy and that fishes, but we are not equivalent, dog. I've been the only child, don't need siblings, and I'm past him like the times that he's living in. Okay.
Somebody had the nerve to ask if Drake was my favorite rapper.
Man, if you saw what I flew here, you'd be like, he's sick in it. If you're not running some top, we're not gonna keep kicking it. Classics, I keep scribbling. Lights in the universal building just keep flickering. Money just keep coming in. You would think, man, I'm Irish the way that it stays doubling. I could.
Gary, shout out to Drake.
Gary, you bad quiet over there, man.
You know I want to ask you, right? When
you're so serious, man. I was just thinking how you was just asking me. You was like, you don't like Drake? I'm like, wait, what?
I don't like the way he's leading right now. I'm out of here.
He's smoking
Drake
this.
I think Drake is the best rapper alive.
I don't like the way he's leading.
Whatever. Ash is very troubling.
I caught that.
Okay. February came around, I used to get paid shoveling. Sold clothes, walk dogs, trust me, I stayed hustling. When it came to school, there's no way that I'm A-plussing it. So I just dropped out of it, trust me, I'm not proud of it. Get too comfy in a spot, they get knocked out of it.
He doesn't make you a hater.
No, that doesn't make me a fucking hater, but I feel like...
Why?
Because I was led into this bullshit that I'm going to be looking as a hater. This nigga and Meg Thee Stallion.
That sounds like damage control, bro.
This one, don't even care. It's no fact.
Gun just so they can make props out of it. Shorty make a scene in the house, she get locked out of it. Yeah. You're not about to be chilling in this with kick feet up. I'ma make you bounce out this like Big Frida. Pito used to throw a purple tin on a 2-liter. First private plane I ever rode was an 8-seater. Before that, I got the bedroom hot with a space heater. On top of that, I didn't have to my name either.
Yo, how could you? What? First off, let me. You know, it's funny how you have one thing. Let me just say this. You know what I love about rap music? It's really you're almost in a safe space where you can't be political. You know what I mean? It's like he's talking about just his achievements and where he's at in his life. And, you know, if a politician did that, you have the public that would criticize and be like, oh, yeah, we're going through a pandemic now.
So. Or a comedian.
Comedians can't even do that now.
Which is terrible. A comedian, which their job is to make people laugh, but yet they can't talk about their achievements and their hard work to lead them up to where their lifestyle is different. So they can't talk about a private jet right now because somebody will look at it as them bragging. But I mean, it's all entertainment. It's the same thing.
Well, some people, you don't gotta look at it, man. If you don't like it, you don't gotta look at it.
You can't hold somebody to your standards and put them on a pedestal when they hold them to your standards.
Faction.
Fucking out.
I mean, but just to even take it, just because first, that's another thing. Just because someone says that, hey, look, right now that's not what you should be talking about. And that's okay. That's great. But really, honestly, how many people, why do we give it so much importance is my point, basically. Yeah, you have the right to say whatever you want to say, but okay. All right, cool.
I ain't gonna lie, Gary.
Shout out to Kanye West,
Yo.
Yeah.
You ever thought you would hear a mainstream Smack DVD song?
Who is this?
That same
guy. I heard it.
You heard this already?
Yeah, no, I heard him say Smack. Fact of who's it?
I don't know. It's St. John, man. It's that dude. He's big right now. Big R&B artist. Going crazy.
Shout out
said R&B.
R&B, but like he's rapping this, you know, it's rapping B now, rapping blues type shit right now going on. You want it, you can sign the release. I got diamond on my neck, 20,000, paying my respect. Pull a house up, tell a nigga, yeah, you are not a threat. Huh? Fry a nigga, yeah, bustin' no regret. I'm not gonna lie, this nigga going crazy, but
is he better than Drake? Got to pull up on the creek, got to find a way to
be. This nigga might be. How do you care for the streets? Huh? For the money, hit the field. Yeah, according to Jay Mills, he's ghostwriting for Jay-Z.
Oh, he's going too much. You ask me, you got a date.
Oh, my 100%. God.
100% got a date. He said that?
I'm not. So, Jay Mills, man, what are we going to do? We getting an episode or what?
Yeah. We might get into the episode. Before, a matter of fact, let's get into this diaper war real quick. My diaper war goes out to Red Hook Seafood and Bar.
Damn. What happened, man?
Well, in Texas, one of the waitresses, she was apologizing to a customer. She was like constantly apologizing to the customer, to the patron that entered into the restaurant because they was short-staffed. I'm not exactly sure, but I think she was kind of helping out too. It was a Sunday. And the patron said, you know what? It's okay. I don't know if he ate or didn't eat. I don't know, like, all the details behind that. I didn't read all the details. I don't think that was all available, but they got to the point, which was, he said, okay, you just give me the check. And he wrote on the check, what she found out after he left, was a $2,000 tip.
Oh, crazy.
Which, 5 stars to that gentleman, by
the
way.
Sure, it's a gentleman. Said gentleman.
It was that?
I said, shout out to said gentleman.
Exactly. So he tipped her $2,000, and he also added to her, like, I own restaurants, I understand how it is. And she was just like, wow, she, like, broke down crying, she got really emotional, she has children. She was just like, wow, you know what, I'm going to give all of this to my children. She already made plans on what she's going to do with the money, which, how many of us would, you know, when you get money, you plan or whatever. Come to find out, the restaurant told her that they can only give her $500.
The restaurant told her that they can only... So what happened with the rest of the money?
That's the thing. They saying that they can't give her the rest of it. So some other employees was telling her, why don't they give her 4 installments? So, like, okay, every week or every Tuesday, I don't know how they get paid. All right, if you can only get $500 this week, then until you reach the 2,000 mark, 4 payments of 500. And they said no.
What's the spot called?
So they kept the 1,500?
They, apparently, I don't know if, well, according to the news report, they did keep it. It's called Red Hook Seafood and Bar.
It's
called Red Hook Stole $1,500.
Yeah. Red Hook does sound kind of sus, by the way. That was the candy man.
They got a chain. I was looking it up, you know, and I was just like, wow.
I know what you did last summer.
You know what I mean? So, what was even...
He kills people with a hook.
Oh, my God.
They just killed a tip, so...
But, and you know what? I'm big. You know me. I'm really big on customer service, and... I feel like that is exactly how you want to treat customers because it's an exchange, you know? This is the reason, and I always say this is the reason why we have our jobs, right? Dealing with customers. You're good at dealing with customers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard you, man. You're doing great.
Try.
So she dealt with that person that owns chains. He understands the business, and he also understands how important it is to, when someone comes into your establishment, to treat them with, you know, respect and just, you know, and that's why he felt the need. And he also said Merry Christmas to her. Mm-hmm.
Said Merry Christmas to the couple.
He messed it up with that.
You know, and...
Because now the Catholic's going to get behind him. It's over.
And the thing is, they put it out there, but another thing she also said is that she also told the establishment, hey, well, why don't we contact the man so he could get his free $1,500 refund?
Facts.
Facts. And they told her that they can't reach him or they can't contact him.
I hope he sees the story, man.
Well, I hope
that's
so.
That's a
too.
Sad story.
Me, being a general manager of a jazz bar, the way the setup for that establishment was, let me just be clear, I didn't set it up, but the way it's set up and it can be manually changed is if all the employees get a certain percentage at the end of the week of tips, so that way, like, if someone works certain days or whatever the case is, they divvy it out between the employees.
Right. Which is etiquette, right, for New York.
Yeah, that's what makes sense. That's what most tipping jobs do.
Right.
So they couldn't divide it amongst the workers either.
That wasn't an idea.
I don't even understand.
They're just like, nah, we're just going to hold this. Don't worry about it, though. Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, clearly, like, one, it can be manually changed. That much I do know. So they can fix that. And they can definitely give her that money.
And look for a new job and get up out of there. Right? It did you dirty.
So I'm definitely gonna give that restaurant. I'm just giving them 5 stars. I'm not dealing with that. I'm not even going lower than 5 stars. They give 5 diapers. Mm. Bad ones.
I agree. I totally agree.
They're gonna smell those all day.
Yeah, they definitely get like 2 diapers.
They give them 2? What you gonna give them?
That's 5. That's all
5, right?
If I can give them more, I would.
now, what was your diaper one?
My diaper.
Let me just say this. Her name was Emily. Shout outs and 5 stars to Emily. By the way, I just want to say that.
Big shout outs, 5 stars.
I was gonna give you some bad advice. Don't listen to me, Emily. Just keep on doing your things. I was gonna tell her to do something crazy.
Nah. If the story's out like that, then I'm sure something will be rectified. Or the
situation. Well, I hope so. You know, I think it's terrible. I think that these restaurants should be accountable. And I think they should be penalized and fined, and that girl should get her money.
Big facts.
You know, she's not in a position, or she didn't appear to be in a position, even if she wasn't, to be able to hire lawyers to get her money in. You know what I mean? Well, that's just...
Now she got the internet, you know what I mean?
Hopefully.
Internet be undefeated.
It is. Facts.
Yeah, so what they did to Nate Robinson.
Oh my God.
Yo, I see the picture with shout out to Nate Robinson. Man. Yeah, I got so much respect for Nate Robinson.
Shit, definitely shout out.
Definitely
to Nate
getting
Robinson.
In the ring, but though, we gotta. I see the picture.
Wait, what you saw?
Of Nate Robinson laid out in the background.
Yeah.
When Tyson and Roy Jones are still fighting.
Oh man,
you still there?
First off.
They were smoking that all week.
What about the song that Snoop Dogg was singing?
So, I get what Snoop Dogg was trying to do, but even the announcer had said it. Like, I just, you know, there's nothing funny about what's going on.
Hold up, in boxing?
What? The announcer, yeah.
Yeah. He was upset that he was
singing. So, I guess he was looking at what Snoop was doing was a joke. And I agree, he was joking.
Yeah, he was definitely joking.
At first it was kind of funny, but then I got put in my place, I guess, when the dude said there's nothing really funny about it. He didn't say it rude, though.
Right.
But I realized it wasn't professional. It wasn't professional. But I guess it's Snoop Dogg, I don't know.
Hold on. Where was he when he was laughing? Like, was he in a booth?
He was in a booth.
Yeah, he was one of the announcers.
Oh, okay.
He was one of the commentators. Oh, let me just... I'm not even trying to come to Snoop's defense, but let me just...
I don't think he did anything wrong.
He had...
Wait, is this, like, controversial? So many, somebody's talking like he did something wrong?
No. Oh. I know people gonna have their opinions, but the announcer that said nothing's funny about it... I'm not saying anything against what Snoop Dogg did was wrong, but he has not done anything wrong in regards to any other announcer before him. You look at any boxing match or any sports event, and all the announcers and commentators are always making jokes. all the time, but when it's Snoop Dogg, it's not funny.
Well, like, I watch these fights all the time. Even when they do it, like, or they'll ask, like, the boxers inappropriate questions, I always got something to say, like, yo, look at this idiot. This guy's never been in the ring in his life, da-da-da, like, you know me.
But the commentators, they'll say stuff like, he knocked him into next week. They making it sound serious, but that's a joke.
It is.
You know what I mean?
I think that's just trying to explain the severity of the knockout, which I understand.
It's still a joke, though. Like, he knocked him, he hit him so hard his grandmother felt it. Like, come
so
on.
So you think that's not a difference between that and
him singing?
Singing Sweet Chariot and shit?
Definitely the same
a
thing.
A slave song?
First of all, he shouldn't be singing. All right, look.
He was in a world of hurt.
I understand, though. I get it. I don't know, man. I thought that was the wrong time. Nigga wasn't even... He on the ground 2 seconds.
he started singing like he was waiting for the knockout. First of all, let me just say one. A lot of people were pretending like it ain't brave getting in the boxing ring. One.
Right.
You know what I mean? He went in there and he went in there fighting. A lot of people would have probably been scared, you know, staying away. And it is a difference. When you boxing and street fighting... He went in there to fight, bottom line. And he got knocked out. He ran into the punch. You know, the more experienced boxer took advantage of the situation.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Jake Paul.
Right. You know, he did what he's supposed to do. He saw where the weakness is on his opponent's side, and he exploited it. He did what he had to do.
Shout out to both boxers, man. They're boxers, right? They got in the ring, they're boxers, right?
Right.
I got a problem with all the people saying he was... I just heard a lot... I'm not going to say any names. I just heard a lot of artists and, like, black celebrities say, oh, you got knocked out by the white boy. Like, I just think that's a weird thing to say. Like, I don't understand that.
Again, that's another thing. If anybody's going to now look at this man like an underachiever just because of something like that, it just shows their immaturity and how easily they're misled. That is misleading, and I'm surprised that people are still with that type of mentality.
I think that's weird. I feel like that's a setback. Like, and I understand people say it's for the sake of jokes, but like, I just think that that's just irresponsible to say.
I 100% agree with you, and then, you know, people may be thinking it, and I get that. But now you saying it on the platform.
Well, he's been boxing for what? How many years, man? He's been. Jake Paul's been boxing for most of his career.
Yeah, he's a YouTube guy.
But he's been doing the fights.
Yeah, he definitely has.
He's not like a pro level, but
he definitely does. Somebody called out. Matter of fact, the way Wade came to his defense and said something about that.
With the basketball player.
Yeah.
What he said?
He's
always.
He was just saying
somebody.
That's not funny, and you know.
Oh God.
And then that leads me to LeBron James. Somebody called out LeBron James. A UFC fighter called him out.
LeBron James would kill somebody. Stop it. Jake Paul said it. He was like, he's way too big.
You're not gonna Nate Robinson fucking LeBron James.
Nah, it's not gonna happen. He's gonna knock him until next week. The next season.
Wait, hold on. Let's get to your diaper. What was your diaper award?
My diaper award. Hold up. Is that official though?
What's that?
This dude writing for Hova?
Oh no. We can get into it though for sure.
Just say his name real quick because I forgot.
Jay Mills.
He's bugging out. He gets all 30. You can't even do that. Right? He gets 30 diaper awards.
So he just
bugging out. Jay Mills. If you ever wrote for Hova, in all honesty, like if you wrote for him. It gotta be you. Gotta be 100. Like if you, that's nothing to lie about.
Well, it's
you can't lie about.
So now what we talking about now? When we talking about writing
anything?
So Kanye West
any song for Hov.
So it's not even a secret.
It needs to be official.
It's not a secret, and this is why I say it's wishy washy with the whole Drake conversation.
Yeah.
So it's even on Hov's documentary that Kanye came up with the hook and melody of the song.
Right, that's not a secret.
It wasn't a secret.
That's correct.
This has been going on for years. Every rapper has gone through this. So we might as well take every rapper off the list. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Dr. Dre has wrote hooks and melodies for Eminem.
Jay Mills wrote for Hov? That's all we're
going to No, Jay Mills said that he has own footage, Kanye West giving Hov a concept of a song.
cool.
Yeah, but that's the hook, concept, scene. But that's not like...
And the melody.
I wouldn't consider... That's what I said that. What are we talking about writing? If you're writing a hook for somebody versus...
I don't even care.
Making it doesn't seem... Matter. Well, it matters if the content... Wait, the content... No, I understand what you're saying. Overall, you don't care. But let's be clear about...
I only care, yeah.
What writing... What part of their writing? If someone's writing a hook for you,
wrote for
or the concept, or the melody, if you're the producer, which Kanye West produced for Jay-Z.
I don't even know why Jay Mills is saying that. I guess Jay Mills, the guy that used to battle rap, and the guy that P. Diddy signed, and then the guy that Lil Wayne signed,
right,
that never really made it mainstream, felt the need to say, no one wrote for me,
right,
but they wrote for your favorite rapper. And he just came out the woodworks with it. I don't know why.
I think because there's an audience out there, there's a demographic out there that doesn't fully understand the concept of writing.
So what they're gonna say? Oh, Jay-Z wrote for him by Kanye West. So now we're gonna listen to Jay Mills.
But
that's what he was looking for.
That's what he was looking for. But let's be clear now. Jay-Z is a very gifted writer. So he would allow someone to write a hook and a melody, but he absolutely doesn't have writer's block. That's just something he doesn't have. And we talked about the fact.
I mean, we don't know that though. That's very shaky.
Well, we don't.
Even Eminem has said he has writer's block.
We don't live in his mind, right?
But Drake fan, you just don't want to hear that.
Nah, we don't live in Jay-Z's mind.
Hove ain't never had writer's block.
But again,
like Drake, every rapper has writer's block.
No, only Drake has writer's block.
I don't think that Jay-Z
has somebody write for me.
I truly doubt if Jay-Z has writer's block, and if he did, you know what, he does.
But Eminem made a whole album of saying how he could not write after his two albums.
I don't personally, I think, you know, one, we know for the books, right, you know, in regards to views, Eminem is probably, well, he is number one in views or whatever. But I personally don't compare him with Jay-Z. I don't. And I would just say, like...
It's a cheat code. He's not going to compare him with
who. No, well, look, we're looking at...
We all scared to.
Dr. Dre flew Jay-Z to write for Snoop and...
Andre.
He flew him in because they had writer's block. I just think this is something...
Yeah, but just because...
It's much more natural for Jay-Z. I don't think he has writer's
block. I'm going to tell you that right now. Every rapper has writer's block.
You can't really say
not that. Not Jay-Z. You're wrong.
Why? What are y'all talking about?
Because you because can't you like Drake, speak for the Drake, world. But you're saying Drake, generally, so. You're saying... But you can't say every.
I as a writer, I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
People have different inspirations. But even if... I could write 1,000 songs right now. But it's going to be dog shit. If I have writer's block. Writer's block doesn't necessarily mean you can't put something down on paper. Writer's block means you have no inspiration to write fire. Eminem is arguably the best rapper of all time. Not the best artist, not the best hip-hop artist, or however you want to look at it. He can out-rap pretty much everybody, besides maybe a Royce da 5'9" or Black Thought, right? Even Black Thought has said he struggled with bars. Even Royce da 5'9" has struggled with bars. Royce da 5'9" has a last... On his last album, he has a song talking about how he had no inspiration when the South was starting to rise, and he just needed to adjust. Every rapper has writer's block. I'm sure.
You're making a good
Jay-Z
point.
Jay-Z didn't have enough writer's block for Jay Mills.
How do we know that? When's the last time Jay-Z had enough?
Because I'm a fan. I'm just saying.
We had this conversation.
Don't know that it's not true.
Well, we don't. No, I'm saying your point. You're making a great point, but I don't see that. And if Jay-Z said it, then yeah.
Okay. When's the last time Jay-Z had a song?
That's his last album, whenever that was.
2000 what? That was 444, right?
Okay, what about it?
And then Ape Shit.
And Ape Shit was dog shit.
No, it's pretty fun.
Right? To me? That's trash compared to any other masterpiece of Jay-Z, right?
Wait, Ape Shit was trash. Let me hear that.
Ape Shit with Beyonce. Man.
Let me hear that. Let me just see something real quick. How many views does that have?
Thank you.
Beyonce was better than Jay-Z on this one.
Worst Drake fan I ever heard in my fucking life right now.
Beyonce smoked Jay-Z on their own song.
Give me my check. Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. So, watch me reverse other days.
Now, I know we all know you being funny. We all know you being funny.
Yo.
Because nah, it probably means that shit.
Nah. He's being funny. He's definitely being funny. Because more than likely, Jay-Z wrote the bars for Beyonce. Yeah,
exactly.
But nah, I mean, That's Jay-Z's whole, like,
I ain't going to say that, you know. I mean, maybe Beyonce wrote her bars. I don't know.
This guy's out of
his mind. Maybe Jay Mills wrote her bars. I don't know.
First off, let me just say that he even said it, definitely. First off, let me quote you on this. And I remember having this conversation. I said, wow, that sounds just like Jay-Z. Jay-Z must have wrote those rhymes. And you was like, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's be clear. He's joking.
But this, my point is this, right? This is 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's, what are you going to say, his focus is not rap right now?
Yeah, why not?
Well,
why do you think, why do you act like that's hard to say?
What's wrong with that anyway? His focus don't need to be rap.
Why not?
Because he's doing other things.
I hate that excuse. That's an excuse.
What do you mean? You just
think it's not inspired. He doesn't.
There's a lot of artists that are making music right now.
There's no need to. Let me just say this. His last album, from my observation, he wrote for himself. He doesn't need to prove a point anymore.
I know we're not talking about him having a ghostwriter. We know this man doesn't have a ghostwriter. Nobody writes for him.
But what are y'all talking about? Y'all will put your life upon this, man. Come on. What are y'all talking about?
You would put your life that he doesn't, though?
I would not put my life on a dozen.
We're not talking about anybody.
Y'all be looking at these guys like they fucking came out of Zeus's armpit or something. Like, this nigga
We're just looking at facts.
How about that shit?
We're looking at facts.
What's been around? It's not a fact.
It is a fact. He wrote his last album. It was a different feel. He wrote music for himself. He could do that.
Yo, y'all heard that y'all heard different songs on his last album, right? Yeah. Not all the songs just feature Jay-Z. He can get inspired by other people that work with him. They have other writers, literal, it says it on his album. It's not just Sean Carter. We can Google this. It's not just like speculation. Like, you could type it in. Writing is not just necessarily because you brought up Drake twice, right?
What we're saying is
when it comes to writers,
let's not make it appear, or let's not make it seem that
somebody's writing his verses. Let's not make it seem like
he needs writers. Come on. Just because somebody wrote a hook or something like that. That's just...
All right.
It seems like somebody's writing his verses.
My thing is this. I don't care if he needs writers. He still makes... He's still Jay-Z. That don't tarnish his legacy at all. Whether he had writers or not. I think people from, like, when y'all listen to old hip-hop, to be honest, like, the rules that was set there, it's hard for y'all to get past that.
You won't get past it.
I'm okay with it either way. I'm just saying,
I don't see it's not, to me, it's not impossible.
I mean, nothing's impossible.
To me, it's not so super unlikely. I would not be.
And as you looking that up though,
if Jay Mills had footage of somebody writing for Jay-Z, I would not be shocked. Whereas the world would probably be heartbroken.
I would be.
This is my point.
Hold on. We a little bit. You did not talk about your diaper weight.
Because I had to retract it. Then it doesn't even matter. Because I thought that the conversation was Jay Mills says that he wrote for him, not that he sees. So
Jay Mills wrote for Lil Wayne. Is Lil Wayne not top five? Top 10?
I'm not getting into that. Fucking Jay Mills wrote for anybody like Lil Wayne.
By the way, he's confirmed. He wrote for Lil Wayne.
What song? It's confirmed he wrote.
I mean, it's been said. What's his name? Gilly the Kid wrote for Lil Wayne too.
By the way, LeBron James, his contract got extended for $85 million for 2 years.
Shout out to LeBron.
Get the bag.
I'm with it.
So now, by the way, for people that don't know who LeBron James is, he
did that.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, he's one of the biggest, the best basketball player to ever play the game. He's on the Lakers. And I know that Anthony Davis is nowhere near the biggest LeBron James. However, I guess they're going to possibly start negotiating a contract with Anthony Davis.
Right. I mean, they already have.
I think, what, 2 to 3 years, possibly. It's not confirmed, but...
Well, he's waiting on Giannis. Okay. That's on Milwaukee Bucks.
Right.
Which is another big NBA player, one of the top three, I would say.
Gotcha.
To finalize his deal.
And by the way, LeBron James looks like the most athletic person walking on the court of basketball.
He's built different. He built himself different.
Well, he spends a couple $1 million on his body a year, so...
Hopefully. What team is Nate Robinson on?
None. He's retired. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Especially
after oh my god! Yo, man.
Yo, yo. By the way, 4 for 4 has 8 writers on it, and I'm sure
that one of them is Mills.
Nah, not Mills. One of them is Kai Rush. One of them is Beyonce for sure.
Well, of course. Why not? Why wouldn't it be?
There ain't nothing wrong with it. That's my point, man.
Stop trying to find a ghostwriter for
trying to make it.
Stop that shit, man.
Look, writers: Alan Parsons, Alan McGreer, Anita Poor, Beyonce. Even his daughter has writing credits on this.
Facts. Now, if you told me she wrote for him, I believe you.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
Don't make it seem like he needs a writer. Come on.
Everybody needs help, man. No one ever did it by themselves.
Drake is the only one that needs
help.
Damn, this is built to make me look like a hater. That's
fucked. It's beautiful, man. You know why it's beautiful? Because... why is it an indictment on Drake if he had someone make a concert?
First off, I don't know why
Drake's moving his way.
I don't know why
nobody's gonna stop.
Why we hating on Drake anyway? Drake is another, for me, one of the most creative artists.
He is the most creative artist since Michael Jackson and Prince. To me, I really don't see anybody else.
I'm not bad on him. He's in a mode right now. I'm not going against this guy. Leave him alone.
I love the arguments. Let's do it.
It's different now.
Jay-Z.
I just don't want
it. Shout out to
Jay-Z. Jay-Z's one of a kind.
He is.
And Drake is one of a kind.
Nobody can see Jay-Z and his legacy.
I would say that because of a Jay-Z, we have a Drake.
Absolutely.
Let's just call it what it is. You know, just like, you know, we had a Kobe Bryant, right? Because we had a Michael Jordan. That's just what it is. That's what it is. And now we got a LeBron James. Unbelievable. Right? But let's not take nothing away from, you know, Dr. J, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Let's not take away from, you know, Magic Johnson.
You know what? I mean, if we're going to do a sports comparison,
I'm just saying.
I just hate that Kareem and all those guys and Bill Russell laugh at hip-hop, NBA today. Or even when Jordan was playing. They hated on them.
Well, I mean.
Kareem said that basketball was shit when Jordan played.
You know what? It was harder. It was harder
in their time. Shit when Jordan played?
Yeah.
They might have had...
That's because Jordan was ahead of his time. That's not a matter of...
They don't talk about how the same way they shit on LeBron, they shit it on Jordan. They don't talk about that. Jordan was demonized in NBA.
Yeah, a lot of people don't really know. There was a lot of... You're right. There was a lot of behind-the-scenes situations.
On TV...
Jordan didn't come out hot.
On TV, he was talking like, that boy can't play with me. Like, it's crazy. They just don't. People like to forget about it.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people think that. See, Jordan made people forget how hard and how much he struggled to make a legend, a living legend out of himself. You know, he got beat up, man. He went through it. You know, and I'm not taking anything away from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or Will Chamberlain. Shout out to those legends. You know. But it was really hard. And the rules kept changing. The rules kept changing. The rules kept changing.
They still change to this day.
They keep changing the rules. I think it's more... It's getting to a point where it's more designed to have a more of a longevity for the basketball players. Unlike the NFL. And shout outs to The Rock for buying that lead from... he bought it from Egg McMahon or something.
He called him Egg McMahon.
Yeah, Egg McMahon.
He sounded like the hedgehog.
That was official. Nah, we're going to leave it at that, man. Vince McMahon.
Yeah, it's all the same thing.
Vince. Dr. Eggman.
Oh, man, that's what I hear. Oh, man. Damage control.
Thanks.
But, all right, so 50 Cent, by the way, we called this, he spoke about it. now they're talking about the rising of Kanan in Power Book 3.
I'm all about a dollar. With the, wait, he's alive still?
Well, yeah.
That's what it sounds like. They're not doing that.
It's already been first looks. Already talked about it. They already got a cast showing it.
The Rise of Kanan? Is it a prequel?
Sounds like it.
I don't know how they're going to do it, but he was really good on the show.
He's the best part of the show, but I'm saying...
I don't know how he's going to fit it in there.
Like he dead.
I don't know.
That boy dead. They shot him up.
Hey, I mean, TV is not real.
They about to Letty her?
I don't know.
Yo, I'm him. You remember what happened to Letty in Fast and the Furious?
The car. Oh, yeah.
She got blown up in the car. But somehow...
Somehow she lost her memory and she was working for the other...
That explosion was so crazy.
She was working for the other dark side. And
the byproducts of her teleporting, she lost her memory.
That's right. Yeah. They drove a building. They drove a car outside of a building and landed to the next
that,
one.
To me, that's more believable, bro.
That's rough.
The impact knocked her off the head to the snow, boy. That was crazy. And then your boy Hans, he's still alive too.
Everybody came back except for. Oh, see, I wanted to go that far.
Yo, Katie gonna be in the new Fast and the Furious, bro. He got shot so many times.
Man. Well, you know what?
Rock saved him.
Hey, you know what? I get your point. You know what they could do now?
Nate Robinson, did you say? Nate Robinson got knocked in the Fast and the
Furious.
He's gonna be on the floor. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
That almost went past me, boy.
Why are we laughing?
Crazy. That's crazy, boy.
You think they're gonna have him on The Simpsons? Nate Robinson. You think Nate Robinson is gonna be on The Simpsons?
Absolutely, bro.
Oh man, he's probably been a couple of episodes on the floor, right?
Sheesh.
That's terrible, bro.
That was gold, man. That was gold. Man. Sheesh. What was we even talking about, man?
Basketball. we're talking about 50 Cent.
LeBron's the best.
Hey, you know what? Speaking about that match, it's funny how Nate Robinson got a lot of he took over the show, but let's talk about Mike Tyson in the fight with Roy Jones Jr. What's your thoughts? Because
I wanted to knock out at 90 years old. I wanted him to knock him out.
My thoughts was I guess what took us so long to bring it up is the fight was dog shit.
Which part of the fight was dog shit?
Huh?
It hurts me.
You mean the 2 minutes? Are we talking about the two minutes versus the three minutes?
Not the fight itself. I mean, the fight was only 8 rounds.
Right.
Okay.
It was only 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's not a fight.
That's senior citizens, though.
Nah, we seen two
they're
dudes.
Not legally senior citizens.
What the hell's wrong with you? No, they're not, man. He's 50 something years old.
But
he's
that's gotta be 60. But 65.
To be respectful.
No, he's not.
How old is he?
Why are you trying to make him age as fast as that? What the hell's wrong with you?
Respectfully, Tyson is.
You know what? Maybe you should get in a ring with Tyson so he can teach you what senior citizens do.
Never get in a ring with Tyson.
I see you pointing out, right? But Mike Tyson couldn't fight somebody. I mean, especially after what we just seen, right?
Wait. He couldn't fight somebody like who?
Any pro? No. He can't fight no pros now. I hope y'all know that.
I wouldn't say it.
I watched the fight too. He can't fight the pros now.
I seen that he was tired. And it's been reported, with all due respect, that he. I did read an article where he reported that he smoked cannabis before the fight. You know.
See, that's stupid, man.
That's not bad.
No, you can't fight with cannabis in your system, man.
59,000 years old. Leave him alone.
He's 54. That's going on?
Honestly, that's stupid.
Seriously. I hope that's not the case.
Let me tell you something. This is how y'all know that Tyson ain't as dangerous as we thought he was.
Just because of the cannabis situation?
No. I mean, I think that's irresponsible, to be honest. But it's not even that. Tyson was supposed to fight Buster Douglas, a rematch, right?
Okay.
Buster Douglas looked at Mike Tyson's training video and was like, nah, he looks like a bull.
Right.
Evander Holyfield was supposed to happen too. You remember that?
Yeah.
We spoke about it.
Evander Holyfield. Yeah, but
But now they're doing. Now they want to do it. They with it.
All right, though. Listen.
Mike, I mean, they're gonna get smoked.
Who's gonna get smoked?
Evander Holyfield and Buster Douglas.
The thing is, I think Evander Holyfield. Didn't Evander Holyfield have his wife divorced him because he was getting back in the box and he had a heart problem, and I think that he's addicted to it, and I think that his ego got in the way because Mike Tyson said afterwards he don't know when his people talk to Evander Holyfield's people, for some reason, Evander Holyfield's people aren't like seeing his best interest. He's saying why don't they just they could have had him on the card. He could have been on that card. Maybe he'll be on the next card. All of a sudden, Evander Holyfield says, he comes out, I read that he's saying, sign the contract, let's get in the ring.
And yeah.
It doesn't seem like Mike Tyson has anything to hide aspect. It seems like Evander Holyfield people are trying to get some kind of money for themselves. They're not doing what's best in best interest of Evander Holyfield.
No, I don't think he should be in the ring. I didn't even hear about the heart problem thing. I think I did once.
He has had a heart problem when he was going through a weight situation.
But you can't get... We saw what happened with Ali, right? Ali was too old to be in that ring with these young guys. You know what I'm saying?
And
rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, at the same time, like, you put Mike Tyson in a ring with somebody of his weight.
You mean like Dante? What's his name?
Dante Wilder. Dante? It would not go good for him.
Okay. And Dante.
And back in the day, we took. Trash.
What about Tyson Fury?
Oh my God, even worse. Oh my God.
Tyson Fury is a boxer. Tyson Fury is like literally a replica of Lennox Lewis.
That's a good kind of comparison.
He is, bro, fight. Like,
well, he is. Though. Well, Mike Tyson, we all know.
He has a great basic game.
We all know that Mike Tyson has defied the odds. Let's just talk about that for a second.
He lasted all 8 rounds. He's 4
people at his height that was a lot taller than him.
Right.
Almost his whole career, he's had more fights than probably any boxer in the history of the sport. He used to fight before he even became professional. He used to fight almost every single day.
Right.
And he fought people a lot taller and with a lot of reach that they should have technically won just based on boxing because it's so much different from street fighting. He defied the odds. Well, I just got to say that.
It's a skill set. A lot of people
don't realize. It's an amazing... Yeah, but if Mike Tyson was like LeBron James, come on.
He was the LeBron James. But, I mean, he was the Mike Tyson.
If he had the same physical build as LeBron James with the height.
But I think his physical build is why he you know, I mean, I think he's a phenomenal boxer.
He was built.
But he's built.
His mindset is strong.
He's built.
His mindset is strong.
Like you, to be honest, like you guys are the same height, same body shape.
Right.
I would only say he has longer arms. Some people are built a certain way where it like is perfect for boxing. It's just what it is. Tyson has like a certain kind of chest and arm, like a certain. He's like designed. If he was taller, like you said, like
it wouldn't
like,
be as fast. But if he,
you mean like LeBron James?
It probably would work against him. Is what James I'm saying.
Basketball.
Dante Wilder is
trash.
He's not trash.
He's trash, bro.
His height does work against him.
On his last fight. He's not.
Hey, when somebody lose their money on somebody, they be trash. Shout out to my dude Modesto, yo.
I won money on his last fight. I knew he was going to lose.
Okay.
Because he's just a better boxer than with Dante Wilder.
But Dante's not a terrible boxer.
He's a terrible boxer. He's extremely strong and resilient.
He's arguably the best knockout artist we've probably seen. I guess it depends on what you mean by boxing. Me personally, I'm a welterweight boxer. I love welterweight. That's me. I love that weight class. You know what I mean? That's my favorite boxers.
Dante Wilder won off his
So team. It's not even about as far as skill wise. Tyson Fury is a phenomenal boxer for his height and weight. He just is. So it's not even a surprise that he lost that fight. We all kind of knew. Anyone that really watches boxing, we all know.
That we knew the possibility was going to take that out.
No, we knew that the possibilities.
We knew he was going
to. You had to know he was going to take that out. If you just look at
it. We talked about it on the show. We knew what was going to happen. We called it before it even happened, before it was even finalized.
That's true.
We asked about it. You know, we talked about this. I think we talked in the park. Remember?
Yeah, we definitely
go. Go on YouTube. Find that episode. So it's not even like we don't like.
But that's because we have trained
boxing. We understand it. We have a definitely a deeper insight, understanding of boxing. Like most people that haven't had
training. I just think like what you're saying. You said he's trash. I think if you got somebody that you think would beat him, put him in a ring. Like even Joshua.
I don't know why his big ass got knocked out like that. Well, that's I would have thought
it's Joshua, because
that's why you're not even getting the fight.
It's because literally, like dangerous matchups. Like some people would tell you, do not fight this boxer, and you'd be like, why? I beat the guy that beat him. It's just sometimes it's a bad formula. It just works against your favor.
Not to mention when you're underestimating fighters or you're not training. Like Mike Tyson was firing people that, like in his words, that it wasn't kicking his ass. He said, if you're not kicking my ass, that means you're not doing your job. And if you're not doing your job, I don't want you.
I always looked at
Charles Cedeno.
I always looked at Wildest Fights.
Do your fucking job.
Looked at him like, if he had better training. That's exactly how I looked at Dante. That's how I look at him now. And I told my aunt, like, my aunt was heartbroken when he lost. And I was like, yo, honestly, he's going to be way better when he comes back. Because he's going to be trained better. Like, wasn't trained.
Well, let's hope that he gets the proper training, which is my point.
That they threw in the ring.
Which is my point. See, he
lost to a pure boxer, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you need the right trainer.
So who's better than Tyson Fury?
The Klitschko's?
That's a very debatable conversation. Do you want to get into it?
It's a great debatable conversation, but the brothers will definitely put it on. Pulls and boxing.
I don't know about that. He's too big, man.
That's crazy.
Personally, I don't think
he's way too big.
Personally, I think Evander Holyfield needs to get his
heavyweight champ, like they used to.
You got to say that
in the late 90s.
And why not? He should be happy.
I think it's better. I haven't fell off.
Nah, they better now, man. I hate those conversations, man. Yo, it's the same thing with Roy Jones. When people say stupidness, like who did Roy Jones beat? Roy Jones beat some fuck animals.
Yeah, he has.
It's just that boxing.
By the way, you know what? I mean, we talking about different boxers. I know you researching something. I just got to say this. There's a lot to be said about the Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. fight. It was just such a great experience for me to watch. I love the way Mike Tyson conducted himself after the interview. He wasn't concerned about, you know, they made it a draw.
I didn't like that, though. I thought he won.
I would say Mike Tyson, based on the aggressiveness.
And the hits. He hit him
more. And the hits.
More aggressive.
I think that he won technically. And I also would say, respectfully, if there was 3 minutes, I think Mike Tyson would have knocked Roy Jones Jr. out.
Was it looking like that?
It was, for me, it was looking like that. Roy Jones Jr. was very exhausted on. Yeah, and
they both were signed.
Respect to him, and I'm glad he got in the ring, and I'm glad he got the payday. Right. I love that. That's what Mike Tyson's objective is. He wants to see people benefit, because we all know, you know, a lot of boxers never benefited. You know, Muhammad Ali didn't benefit the way he should have. If it wasn't for Muhammad Ali, boxing wouldn't even. You can't even say boxing is.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali is boxing. That's what he did to that sport.
For sure.
He is boxing, and he should have never...
He's bigger than boxing.
Right?
He is way bigger than boxing.
And he should have financially benefited, you know, 90% of the profits.
Facts.
And, you know, and I feel that Mike Tyson definitely understands that, and he wants to see people benefit. And he's in a position to do it, and he's doing it, and that's his main objective. And he says he wants to do expedition. He doesn't want to do regular fights because he wants people to benefit from this. He wants charities to benefit. That's his main objective.
Roy Jones did better than I thought, though.
Roy Jones Jr. absolutely did better.
Played good defense. He's actually improved in certain ways as a boxer.
And his corner, and it's good. You know what? You're saying that his corner, when he started moving around, he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
I heard his corner say, yeah, have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know when he's having fun, he's fighting at his best. And he's forgetting about the pain. Because it looked like he might have got hurt when Tyson was hitting him with body shots. Looked like he got hurt.
Still looking like 50-year-old, 18-year-old Tyson hits?
No way. First off, as a professional boxer, but me as a boxer, I can tell by the footing. I could just tell by the footing that he wasn't hitting 25% of the punches that he hit when he hit you with body shots.
Right.
If he would have hit him with those 75% more of those, is a good chance that Roy Jones would have got broke. Like a rib, a couple of ribs. It would have been
They probably crazy. Broke some ribs. That happens often.
It's normal in a boxing match. But I would say that Roy Jones Jr. did fight great. I'm not taking that away from him. But it looked like those 2 minutes saved him about 3 times of getting knocked out.
That's good.
You know?
At least it was a good showing.
But I love the fact that, you know, Tyson didn't care about that. Roy Jones Jr., he didn't, you know, he appeared that he didn't like it, but we don't know why he didn't like it. He probably didn't like it because he'd rather just do the honorable thing. If Mike Tyson won, just give it to Mike Tyson, but he didn't say anything. So we can't assume that he thought he won, right? They're saying he was upset about it, but that we don't know what that means.
It's speculation for him,
right? You know what I mean? And I like the fact that Mike Tyson did also say that he's going to be on the next card. He doesn't care if he fights him or not. He wants to just be able to, again, give him an opportunity to make money, to fight whomever he wants to fight. Roy Jones Jr. said he's going to go back and talk to his family. And, you know, he did the responsible thing, almost like he was on autopilot. You know what I mean? Like he did with, like he was still back in the boxing like before. Now, you was looking up something, right?
I forgot, man. I was mainly just reading up on certain things. I read that Jones said he's not good with a draw after the match. I think he did say something like that, right?
Yeah,
but I think he'd rather win or lose.
I think
sort of like a consolation,
like a gladiator, like a fighter. You know, just call it what it is. You don't want to be known for the guy, and you know he's intelligent, so he knows that a lot of people are gonna say he don't Mike Tyson win.
But I don't think Tyson was good with the draw though. He looked uncomfortable. I think he just like was just being like a showman. He's like, I could do that. I could do a draw.
Yeah,
you see, he
also has feelings like we all do.
Right.
But he didn't mention nothing about it, and it definitely wasn't his main focus. So I'm sure he thought about it, but he definitely let it slide. He's driven and he's focused on what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. And he wants to make this a big thing of legends,
right?
You know, and congratulations and shout outs to Mike Tyson for that. I'm happy that he's about the boxers. He's about the actual athletes, not, you know. And even though he said, hey, this could make more money for everybody involved. Mm-hmm. I just like that he's going in that direction because he's going to be known for that. I believe he's going to change the face of boxing in that aspect where the fighters are actually going to get paid more money.
Mm.
I think it's long, long, long overdue.
Yeah, for sure. It should be something like that. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. Only one thinking like that was Mayweather.
Well, Mayweather, shout out to Mayweather.
That's what I thought was changing. That's what I thought is changing it now.
Well, yeah, and you know what? He does, you're right. You're right when you say that, because he has a huge influence over helping to get Mike Tyson to be able to negotiate and do what he does. Even though it takes Mike Tyson to decide, hey, look, hey, I'm going to do this. This is crazy, but I'm going to do this. Think about it. You know what I mean? And he did it.
It's not something you jump into at that age.
Yo, shout outs to
who's that?
Travis Scott. He reportedly made over $100 million this year.
Dude. Nice.
You know, he did deals with McDonald's.
Right.
Shout out to that boy.
Nice.
Take that.
The Nike deals he's been doing.
Right.
He's just getting started, too, so.
Definitely shout out to Travis Scott.
I like when people transcend music or whatever genre they started in. Like, that type of stuff is definitely called for celebration.
Yes, it is.
I don't want to talk about it too much, but Casanova's on the run.
Okay.
Oh, that hurts me.
From FBI.
Right, right.
The charges they put to the public is that he's wanted for racketeering and stuff like that.
Wow.
So
stay hidden, bro.
God bless everybody that's involved.
I don't know, man. Casanova, I don't know. For me, my accounts, I'm sure not everyone has pleasant experiences, but for me, he's a gentleman, very respectful. You know, I wish him the best for sure.
But
you think the Rainbow Boy got him?
No, absolutely not. for one, they actually got cool after whatever discrepancies they had. They actually got cool.
Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer.
Yeah,
they're backing $900 trillion.
$900 trillion.
I messed that up again. $900 billion relief plan. Remember the last time I said eight fingers?
I made a mistake. Oh my god, that was terrible. So what are they backing? Who?
You know, like one of the relief funds is basically another $1 trillion relief fund.
Oh, for your stimulus,
like a stimulus type of
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes, that is the one. That is fresh news.
By the one that Trump is going to sign.
I don't think so. We don't have any.
It's supposed to be signing the bill for something so that you can pay.
That's a different bill. Okay. There's two bills that's going back.
Well, that could be great. I mean, you know, that can help a lot of people out.
So a lot of that's for businesses.
I usually don't even talk about these things, but this is the first time.
For us. It's supposed to be another stimulus package.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's for everybody. It's supposed to be multiple, actually. We're supposed to be on, like,
yeah, it doesn't just cover us. It covers, like schools and
schools, businesses, like,
it covers
education,
healthcare,
and,
yeah.
Isn't it funny, funny that we still got to vote on this shit instead of just do it?
Well, that's why we have to learn about
how... Really having conversations.
I always talk about how these things work.
Do it.
Legislation and you know, how we need to be more personally involved instead of just assuming it's someone else's job, it's our job. We need to start being more accountable and start and again, self-educating ourselves more to say, look, we can do this. We can make this happen. You know, we're taught that it's someone else's job. It's almost like a fairy tale where things just happen because you're going to think them into existence. That's just not how it works. And we do have more choices.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
Hey, and while you're in a public situation, some guy gave $2 million to Donald Trump's campaign to prove that the election was rigged. And he wanted a refund.
Yeah. It was to do a recount in Pennsylvania.
To do a recount. And he wanted to know about his money, or he wanted like a refund.
Well, because they couldn't, you know, there was no founded evidence of any tampering. That's how you knew exactly what I was saying. Any tampering with the election. He wanted his money back since there was nothing founded.
You think he should get his money back?
No, he's doing what everybody said they should do.
I think that he doesn't understand how things work.
Or, wait a minute.
That things cost money.
A man that could afford $2 million, he doesn't understand how things work. You really?
I think Gary really will tell you people with money ain't the brightest people in the world.
Fair enough for me.
Right? He deal with people with money every day.
He shouldn't get his money back. He spent it.
Yeah, he spent his money. It costs money to do recounts. That's resources. That's people. That's machines.
I understand what you're saying, but I don't believe for a second. I think it's a good story for him to try to sell the public to try to get his money back, because he don't want to feel like he lost twice. But I think that he's just, you know, using
well,
it.
I think
as,
that he really believed
playing victim. Like, he doesn't really know.
Nah.
You think he's that gullible?
No, it's not gullible. I think people really believe that the election was rigged. I don't think on the side of the Republicans or whatever. Like, even though a lot of people that voted Trump weren't Republican, it's not even that. I think people on that side really just kind of feel like he got robbed.
Right.
I don't think he believed that in his heart of hearts. So he put that money in to prove so. But once it was not proven in his favor, he was like, oh, wait a minute. You know what I mean? I kind of need that money back. I think it was really that situation.
You can't do that. It's Indian.
Don't
say that. Oh, my God. Damage control.
Damage control.
Oh, my God.
I was born in 1982.
That's facts. You guys should have a cursor behind saying offensive ass shit.
Oh, man. What's that animation?
The Croods.
The Croods, right? Let's go, Let It Go. The Croods is the movie's released. It's playing now.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, they call it the A New Age. Right. And basically, it's almost like the Flintstones meeting the Jetsons, and a lot of people probably don't even know what that is.
Nah.
But the Jetsons is a futuristic, animated, at that time, cartoon. And the Flintstones is a Stone Age cartoon, and I remember when they kind of met each other, and this is kind of like that. This is that kind of concept. Mm-hmm.